I look up at you from my knees. My hands are shaking and my heart is racing. My mind is a jumble of words, feelings, emotions, and thoughts that I can't even begin to organize. What we've just done has left me a mess. I feel the places where the bonds have been, securing me, making me helpless, making me yours. The sides of my mouth are raw where the strap from the gag bit into my flesh. I can still feel the drool on my chin and my chest. My body is covered in marks, welts, scratches, teeth marks. Inside, I am aching, hungry, needy. You made me this way, bringing me to the edge over and over, making me want it, need it. Desperation and denial over and over. Now I am wrecked. My hair is matted to my forehead with sweat. I'm looking up at you, tears forming in my eyes, occasionally escaping to run down my cheeks. I want to touch myself to finish what you started, but I know that isn't allowed. The only time I will ever get relief is from your touch, not mine. I am exactly how you want me to be. Aching, throbbing, pathetic. You haven't just played with my body. You've played with my mind. Invaded it. Tormented it. Used all those little secrets I told you to twist me into knots. To shame me. To embarrass me. To excite me. You know what it does to me when you speak those words. When you take my little secrets and twist them. How you turn my dreams into nightmares. When you touch me. When you tease me. You know who and what I am. And you delight in making sure I know it too. And that you know it too. I have no idea how long we've been here. Time is frozen. And it is just us. For a moment. Forever. My mouth is so dry. But I still swallow. Trying hard to find my words. What we've just done has forged something that feels unbreakable. It feels like love, and that just makes this moment harder. This moment when I will do anything to please you, when I will be whatever you want, when I will sacrifice my body, my mind, my soul, just to see you smile, just to hear a single word of praise, just to watch you get even the smallest bit of pleasure from my suffering. We both know I need to suffer for you. And that you need to make me suffer just as much. It's not the kind of pain most people understand. But we do. And that's what makes what happens next precious. And devastating. I know what is coming, but I can't bring myself to face it. I find my words again and start to speak them. I need you. Please. I need you so much. A dark sense of foreboding starts to wash over me. You've turned away and reached for your jacket. No. I plead with you, my words growing more and more desperate. Pathetic, weak, needy. I feel the hard wood on my knees now. Everything hurts. I'm starting to go frantic now. Words come pouring out of me. I'm not even thinking now, just saying anything and everything I feel. My stomach tightens and I shake my head, trying to make the feelings go away, wanting to change reality. I feel so close to you, so connected. I am a part of you, an extension of your will, your desire, your hunger. I am lost in you. And I worry that without you, I will disappear. I start to cry. Please, please don't. I need you. You tilt your head and watch me, saying nothing, not even reacting. Until your mouth twists slightly into a sneer and your eyes narrow. I know that look. It is disgust. Finally, you tell me you're leaving. And I realize how true the words I have been speaking are. I do need you, but you need me to know that it isn't the same for you. You need to torture me one last time. You need me to know that the need in me you create is yours to do with as you please. What I do with it just doesn't matter. And what pleases you now is using it to hurt me. And it does. Oh God, it does. You need to learn to live with this feeling, you tell me. I look at you now, pleading with my eyes. Begging even more desperately now. Please. Don't go. I need you. I'll do anything. Please. You watch. You listen. And you say nothing. The more I beg, the deeper it cuts, the more pathetic I become. Everything we've just done, the connection we have built, it is all yours to create, to nurture, to shape, and ultimately to destroy. I am helpless, lost, hurt, wounded.
alone. You are everything. Now I am nothing. It breaks my heart, and yet cements my need for you even more deeply. It tortures my soul, and yet makes me want to feel every bit of it for you. I know what's coming. And just like every other time, it breaks me. There is nothing I can do now. What I want, what I need, everything that I am, none of it matters. No words will change this. No promises or pleas can help. I start to feel things again. A gentle breeze in the room. All the tender spots that you used to violate me. Your words echo in my head. Words that make me feel so ashamed. So humiliated. I am a used, aching, pathetic mess. But for a time, I got to be your used, aching, pathetic mess. And now, that has to be enough. It is all I have left. All I can hang on to. I lose my words again as I watch you. You turn and walk out the door, pulling it shut behind you. But before you do, you leave me with the one word I hate more than any other. But also the one, for reasons I don't fully understand, that my soul so desperately needs to hear. Goodbye.
You look up at me from your knees. Your hands are shaking. I can almost hear your heart racing. Your mind is a jumble of words and feelings and emotions and thoughts that you can't even begin to organize. What I've just done to you has left you a mess. My mess. I can see the marks from all the places where the bonds have been securing you, making you helpless. Making you mine. The sides of your mouth are raw where the strap from the gag bit into your flesh. I smile as I touch them, watching you wince a bit from the sensation. I can see the drool on your chin and your chest, your body covered in marks, welts, scratches, teeth marks. I can feel everything you've experienced for me. The aching, the hunger, the need. Because I made you this way, bringing you to the edge over and over, making you want it, need it. Desperation and denial over and over, and now you're wrecked. Your hair is matted to your forehead with sweat, and you look at me, tears forming in your eyes and occasionally escaping to run down your cheeks. I can tell you want to touch yourself to finish what I started, but you know that's not allowed. The only time you'll ever get relief is from my touch, not yours. You're exactly how I want you to be. Aching, throbbing, pathetic. I haven't just played with your body, I've played with your mind, invaded it, tormented it, using all those little secrets you've told me to twist you into knots and shame you and embarrass you and excite you. I know what it does to you when I speak those words, when I take your dirty little secrets and twist them, how I turn your dreams into nightmares, when I touch you, when I tease you. I know who and what you are, and I delight in making sure you know it. I know it too. I know exactly how long we've been here, because I've choreographed every moment, making you feel lost in time, not knowing if it's been just a moment or forever. I see you try to swallow, your mouth so dry from the gag I forced into it. You struggle to find words. I know what you're thinking. Oh, what you're feeling. That what we've just forged is something that feels unbreakable to you. It feels like love. And that's just going to make this moment so much harder. This moment when you'll do anything to please me. When you'll be whatever I want. When you'll sacrifice your body and your mind and your soul just to see me smile. Just to hear a single word of praise. Just to watch me take away even the smallest bit of pleasure from your suffering. We both know you need to suffer for me, but I also need to make you suffer just as much. It's not the kind of pain most people understand, but we do. And that's what makes what happens next so precious and devastating. You know it's coming, but I know how very hard it is for you to bring yourself to face it. But I won't let you hide. I won't let you escape. I want to make you feel it. As you do, the words come bubbling back out of you, the words I've been waiting to hear, the words I want to use to hurt you even more. I need you. Please. I need you so much. I see a dark sense of foreboding start to wash over you. I turn away and reach for my jacket. No. 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 You begin to plead with me. Your words grow more and more desperate, pathetic, weak, needy. I can tell you're getting uncomfortable now, physically as well as emotionally, starting to grow frantic. Your words come pouring out. You aren't even thinking now, just saying anything and everything you feel. I watch you shake your head as if you're trying to make the feelings go away, wanting to change reality. I know that right now you feel so close to me, so connected, like you're a part of me, an extension of my will, my desire, my hunger, lost in me. Without me, it feels like you'll disappear. I watch as you start to cry. Please don't. I need you when I hear you like this. Something takes hold of me. My cruelty. My sadism. I watch you and say nothing. Your words, desperate as they are, mean nothing to me. They're hollow. And all I can think about is how to use them to hurt you. I start to feel something that changes me, that awakens the monster inside me. My mouth twists slightly into a sneer, and I glare at you a bit. As I look down on you, you disgust me. Your weakness, your appearance, everything that you are in this moment. I'm not playing a role. I feel it. And I tell you, without pity or sympathy or remorse, that I'm leaving. I want it to hurt. I want to hurt you, deeply. I also want you to need me. But I need you to know that it isn't the same for me. I need to torture you one last time. I'm going to abandon you. I want to leave you alone, to wallow in your misery, not knowing if I'll ever return. I need you to know that what I have created is mine, to do with as I please. What you do with it, it just doesn't matter. And what pleases me now is using it to hurt you, to wound you, to damage you. And it does. God, it does. I see you break before my eyes. You need to learn to live with this feeling, I tell you. And at that moment, I really mean it. But you look at me, pleading with your eyes, begging even more desperately now. Please, don't go. I need you. I'll do anything. I watch you. I listen to your words. And I say nothing. The more you beg, the deeper I know it cuts, the more pathetic you become, the more disgusted I become. Everything we've just done, the connection we've built, it's all mine, mine to create, mine to nurture, mine to shape, and mine ultimately to destroy. You're helpless. Lost. Hurt. Wounded. Alone. I'm everything, and now you're nothing. It breaks your heart. And yet, it cements your need for me even more deeply. It makes you dependent on me, on my attention, my approval, my love, and I withhold it from you, deny you. I torture your soul, knowing you need to feel every bit of it from me. You know what's coming. And just like every other time, it breaks you. There's nothing you can do now, nothing. The truth of it is that at this moment, you don't matter to me at all. No words can change that. No promises, no pleas. You're a used, aching, pathetic mess. For a time, you got to be my used, aching, pathetic mess. But now, I'm going to take that away from you, too. Even though it's all you have left. All you can hang on to. I want to ruin it. I can see how much I'm hurting you. And it just makes me want to do it more. I turn and walk out the door, pulling it shut behind me. But before I do, I leave you with the one word I know that you hate more than any other, but also the one that I give to you as a gift, because I know that your soul so desperately needs to hear it. Goodbye.